Reading for the Real World, 1, 2nd edition. Casey Malosher, Andrea Jansen, Adam Worcester. Copyright 2009, Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Unit 1. Strange and Unusual. Reading 1. American Superstitions. Every culture has superstitions. Some people believe them more than others. Even in our modern technological society, superstitions still hold a powerful influence. Most people seem to outgrow them. But how many people continue to believe, or at least act like they believe, these superstitions as adults? A survey conducted for the journal American Demographics by the research firm Market Facts found some surprising results. In modern America, where superstitions are seen as nothing more than the beliefs of a weak mind, 44% of the people surveyed still admitted they were superstitious. The other 56% claimed to be only optimistically superstitious, meaning they were more willing to believe superstitions relating to good luck over ones related to bad luck. For example, 12% of those who said they were not really superstitious confessed to knocking on wood for good luck, and 9% confessed they would pick up a penny on the street for good luck. A further 9% of non-believers also said they would pick a four-leaf clover for luck if they found one. And some still believed in kissing under the mistletoe for luck. Of the 44% of Americans who admit their superstitious beliefs, 65% said they were only a little superstitious, 27% were somewhat superstitious, and 8% were very superstitious. Among this group of believers, some interesting differences appeared when the men and women were considered separately. In the survey, women comprised 60% of the entire superstitious group, seeming to indicate that women tend to be more superstitious than men. However, more than half, 64%, of the very superstitious believers were male. Additionally, age also showed significant differences between the believers and non-believers. More young people admitted their superstitious nature than older people in the survey. For people between the ages of 18 and 24 taking the survey, 64% claim to be at least a little superstitious. But for seniors 65 and older, only 30% admitted to believing any superstitions. It might be expected that people with more education would be less superstitious, but results from the survey indicated almost equal numbers of believers between those with and without college degrees. Of those survey respondents who never finished or only finished high school, 42% reported being at least a little superstitious. For those with a college education, 47% claimed the same minimal level of belief. In the survey, 10 common superstitions were listed for the people who responded. Of these superstitions, 5 were related to good luck and 5 to bad luck. Respondents were then asked to check the ones they believed. Of the superstitions in the list, good luck superstitions were more widely held. The top superstitions related to good luck that most people followed very much were picking four-leaf clovers, 79%, knocking on wood, 72%, picking up pennies, 70%, and crossing fingers for luck, 59%. Of the bad luck superstitions, the most common belief was that breaking a mirror brought bad luck, 82%. Other bad luck superstitions listed in the survey included seeing black cats, walking under ladders, seeing the bride before the wedding, and doing anything on Friday the 13th. Many people would like to think it could not hurt to do something like knocking on wood or crossing your fingers to bring a little luck. After all, who doesn't want a little luck?